That's the Starship at KWFM. Well, we are at KWFM. We're at the Oasis Hot Tubs, too. How can you be at two places at one time? I don't know. This is Bob Cook with you. How are we coming through? Are we feeding back, Chris? Nothing like that?
That sounds pretty good.
Hot damn. What do you know? The people are coming. At the moment, I'm giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to my dog, Dougie.
Okay.
My little dog. He's hurting. Come on, Doug. I know you can pull through.
You got a lot of people?
I don't think he's going to make it. I don't know.
You got a lot of people down there?
You know, a lot of people are having dinner right now, and
oh
they're not
God.
Down here. I don't know. Is this a joke? The audience so far is underwhelming, Chris. I got to tell you. You know, but we have some faithful people out here. I expect more. I expect... Oh, do we want this pop cover on here?
No.
So that the mic doesn't get pregnant? Or no, we don't have to put that
are
on
you
here.
In the water, Bob?
I'm not in the water as yet. The water is behind me. Can you hear it gurgling back there?
No.
You can't?
Put the mic
Dave
up close.
Oh, that's Dave LaRusa gurgling. I'm sorry. David, what is the album tonight? You know and I don't. Jackson Browne, Hold Out at midnight tonight. This is KWFM. We're going to sell some records, a little bar action, and some shoes, and we'll be right back with Hot Tuna. Stay with it.
I love it.
Meet one Mr. Bob Cook. He doesn't know it, but before the night's over at Oasis Hot Tubs, he's going to be so high, he won't be able to control it. How you doing? This is BC with you, live Oasis Hot Tubs, 2834 East Grant. Tonight, we have a lot of people down. You know, I just heard the Pills are going to be at the Night Train tonight, right? And we've got Mark Smythe coming down here and Brian Smith, the lead vocalist and lead guitarist and lead vocalist, respectively. I hear things are getting fuzzy up there. Chris, are you there, buddy?
Yep.
Right here.
Is that me, or is that just our monitor?
It's a little muddy. It's probably just the distance or the age of the equipment. But it's a little bit foggy up here, but it sounds okay.
It could be the throat, you know? Those pulling muscles from a shelf. The throat here. Tonight we're going to be talking, among other people, a few illegal aliens up from Hermosillo. So Border Patrol people, keep your ears out for that, good buddies. You know, you might be able to make a hit tonight if you come up here in time. We're also going to have a curse remover up here. He'll be removing the Ronald Reagan curse from our household, and hopefully it'll work. And let's see, well, Doc Zucker is going to be here, owner of the Night Train, and John Miller, the Stumble In, Bob Meehan, Richie Cavanaugh from Rock Doctor, a few carnival geeks, some live chickens. Let's see, we're going to have a record company executive and a pimp. And, what? Oh, the record company exec and the pimp are the same guy. Well, that makes sense, you know. And we'll also be talking to a doctor who's an expert in curing migraine hernias, flapping teeth, and noses that have one large nostril instead of two. That happens to a lot of us, you know. That one nostril thing comes from playing snowman too much. You know about that. It's true. Some of us are going to end up with carrots for noses before too long. Let's get back into some music. Here's Hot Tuna from the Best Of LP and The Water Song. Drop your socks and pick up your cock. Hello? Hello, are we on the air, Chris? That was enough music to kill a horse, I think, you know, really. Hey, that's my Dougie dog. Can I have my dog back, please?
Give me that dog.
This guy, as soon as he gets wet, listen to him. He's dying. Karen, give him mouth. Karen, give him mouth to mouth.
Okay.
A lot of music for you from the Oasis Hot Tubs, the KWFM. We're just trying to warm up here. We heard Gary Mirick in The Figures. She talks in stereo. Horse lips shaking all over the live album, the Belfast gigs. Jackson Browne, Rock Me on the Water. And the Stones in there, too, along with the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. If you want to get to heaven, you got to raise a little hell.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to go to heaven here tonight. Immediately, take the elevator up. And we opened up with Hot Tuna, appropriately enough, the Water Song. We're wet and wild here. Karen Stern is with us at the moment. My left, your right. Karen, you are very good at what you do. And you're also good on the air, too.
Okay.
But, you know, no, really,
thank
come
you.
In
the
here.
The highest compliment you could have ever paid me.
No, really, you're terribly good on the air. Do you have any words for aspiring DJs, for the future jocks out there of America?
No, just turn the mic on when you speak. Go back.
Turn the mic on when you speak. Like Doc Zucker's here, and he came prepared. Oh, I can't believe it. It looks like Vodka Gimlet City.
We'll invite him to our next party.
Don't forget, at around 7:30 or thereabouts, we're going to try and set the Guinness record for tub stuffing. I can't believe we're going to try and put 50 people in this tub. We only have
We only have
14. We're going to stack them on each other's laps, and don't think that isn't going to bring a few surprises. That's, you know, things rising out of the water. Land sharks! Land sharks! But after we do this madness at 9 o'clock, we got the biscuit for you. It's going to be Point Blank, along with the Henry Paul Band. Henry Paul Band recorded live here in Tucson when they were with the CDB. But Point Blank, Henry Paul, tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll take care of a little business and be back with some more music. All right, now drop your socks and pick up your, or is that, no, drop your and pick up your socks. And just be cool over there. Just for a second, I just got to tell these folks that there are alternatives to this evening that we're presenting here. There are other things to do in town. And I know a lot of you people aren't radio folks. You just can't stand the radio. So I thought that we'd take a look at what's on the TV tonight in case you just get a little sick of this and you want to switch over, right? Of course, being it's the 6 o'clock, 6:30 hour, we've got all the news shows on. It's, let's see, on Channel 12, Eyewitness News, on Channel 3, Mouth Witness News, and on Channel 14, Jehovah's Witness News. And I think you'll like that a hell of a lot. There's other things, too. On Channel 6, at 6:30, a locally produced show, 4th Avenue version of Sesame Street, where various panhandlers, hippies, and transients run through the alphabet and count up to 100 using Valiums and old hits of LSD that they had from 71. That's a good show. You're also missing, you know, you're listening to the show, you're missing on Channel 19, you're missing Love Doggy Style. What, you know, how could you possibly? And one other one, Speak Up Tucson. Speak Up Tucson's on right now. That's Tucson City Council members who are hard of hearing try to listen to complaints from area residents, and it doesn't work out. You got to really speak up with those people. We're going to speak up a little music here. Where the hell is this sheet? Look at it. It's a tugboat coming through. Tugboat. I hear it's clear sailing up ahead with little feet. Sailing shoes. KWFM. That's Dire Straits, the KWFM, live remote from Oasis and down to the waterline, right where we are. Dave Davies in the middle from the Kinks, Ray's younger brother, Nothing More to Lose from his latest solo LP. And Little Feet up top with sailing shoes. That's right, put on your water moccasins, friend. We are definitely going to do it tonight. What, you didn't like that one? Sorry. Yeah, we have a lot of things for you tonight, though. You can like some things and you can hate other things. In fact, you know, this is a cookout, you know, of course, right? Well, welcome to Bob's Country Bunker, right here, live from Kokomo, Illinois. But, you know, speaking of cookouts, I know a bunch of you are in the backyard right now. It's dinner time. We got a couple of different ideas for you if you are cooking out tonight. This one, this is a beauty. I got this from Ladies Home Journal. It's Notre Dame Jock Cookery. Jock cooker, that's right. The jock, it's spelled J-O-K. The jock is to Notre Dame cuisine what the wok is to the Chinese. A wonderful all-purpose cooking utensil used in almost every dish over at the university in South Bend. It's simply a big cotton or a nylon pouch with three elastic bands or straps. I think you've seen it before. The basic jock cooking technique is to put the food and spices in the pouch and swing it to and fro over a fire, while at the same time another man sprinkles it with water, right, creating a steamed effect and also assuring that the jock doesn't catch fire. But jock cooking can be unusually subtle and varied depending on how slow or fast you swing the pouch and how much water you sprinkle on it too, you know, or golden showers for you more avant-garde people. Excuse me. And you know, hold it now. It's a revolution. Oh my God, they're revolting. Cut. You people are revolting. It's true. You can get a lot of exotic combinations of tastes and textures, especially when you use such fighting Irish ingredients as sneakers, sweat socks, football cleats. And to get that added taste, you use a used mouthpiece from one of the linebackers. It really is good. And jock maintenance is a snap. It's a snap. Just pop it in the washing machine when you're through cooking. And there's nothing to... You know, the Wildcats, I'm worried about the Wildcats. They got a new coach. They have a new quarterback. There's a lot riding on Hubie Oliver's shoulders. The Wildcats need our support this year. They're playing UCLA, USC, Arizona State, and we just mentioned the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Let's do a little cheer for the Wildcats. Give me an A!
A!
Give me an R!
R!
Give me an I!
I!
A Z!
Z!
An O!
O!
An N!
N!
An A!
A!
What's that spell? Business, Chris. We'll be back.
We're back here in Oasis, and I can hardly hear. I got these earplugs in my ears,
excuse me. Let me take these nose plugs out here. You know, actually, these could come in pretty handy at a party. You know, when you want to abstain, when you want to be good, you just stick the nose plugs in there, and you're cool for the night. What did I hear? A political message back there? We've got something, you know, in that realm. At 7 p.m., you got 5 minutes to catch this on Channel 12. Early evening B-movie, TV dinner with Hank Lomanac, and I know you're going to like this one. Hank introduces the movie and then disappears for the rest of the show. It's a good one. But this evening's feature on the tube, Ronald McDonald for president. Ronald Reagan wakes up one morning in a clown suit and discovers that the makeup on his face is permanent, and so is the nose. The nose is permanent, too. Let's play some Beach Boys. Catch a Wave. KWF. Uh-oh, here we are. Hello, excuse me, folks. Can you believe this? I'm Marlon Perkins, and this is Wild Kingdom. Welcome. Warren Zevon back there, Werewolves of London. And there is a full moon hiding behind those clouds somewhere. It's going to come out sooner or later. I know it is. We also heard from the inmates dirty water, which is something we definitely are worried about tonight. Somebody could get pregnant. You got to watch it in there. And ladies, take the pill before you hop in. Devo, Whip It, and the Beach Boys, Catch a Wave. At this point, we are trying to. We're trying to get the record straight here. Actually, we're trying to set the record. 49 is the number. We're trying to put 50 in the hot tub. We've got 38 so far. We've got a lot of people sitting on each other's laps. A lot of people are becoming fast friends. They're stuck to each other. And it looks pretty good. All we need is 12 more people. We got the Guinness record. Do we have the witnesses? Do we have the Jehovah's Witnesses to make this legal? This is BC with you. Splish, splash. We're taking a bath at Oasis Hot Tubs. Back in a second. We're back here. This is Bob Cook with you. I think I should be getting a lot more money than I'm being paid for this week. I've got Wet Feet Lee, and I've got a live mic next to me. I've got Wet Feet. Bob, you've asked for a raise every day since you've been there. And for doing your kind of work with all these beautiful women, I do it for free. I know, but this time I deserve it, buddy. I really. Although you're holding the mic, and I have wet feet. Maybe this is a bad time to ask for a raise.
Let me say this. You know, we live in a democratic society, so let's do this. If your listeners will send me cards telling me that you deserve a raise, we'll talk about it.
Post Office Box 13, Tucson, Arizona 85702. And really, I really deserve. Listen to these guys. We're going for the record here. We only need 3 more people for the Guinness record. We've got one. We need 2 more people. Chris, is any of this coming through?
It's all coming through.
We need 2 more people.
We need. Get in there, Bob.
We've got 48 people in here. We need 2 more. We need 2 more.
Somebody's got to take a picture.
We need 2 more. In the meantime, folks, you're missing, here comes the Soda Sani brothers. I can't believe it. It's Hal Pacino, Al's cousin, and his brother, Mal. We got 51. I'm going in. It looks like a motel in here.
Let's play some Motels, Chris. KWFM.
All right. It's the Talking Heads. Bob, are you there? We're coming through. Bob? Cook! You're on the air! We had a few technical difficulties there, so we were putting him on hold, but I think we got it straightened out now. Are you there, Bob?
Are we? Am I here?
You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Here we are. Okay, folks, can you really, you know, just for a second, you know, cut the whole thing.
Bob.
Yes, David Larusso.
You're over-modulating.
I'm over-modulating. I've always done that.
Yeah, it's
especially at parties. I really over-modulate, I tell you. We're back here. You heard a bunch of stuff, and I think I've got the list right here. Yeah, we did break the record. We got 61 people in there. The new Guinness World Record, 7-foot diameter tub, and you can, I mean, that is small. You can see that. It's very, very small. We heard from Talking Heads, Take Me to the River, Sea Level, Tidal Wave, had something just like that a little while ago. And the Motels in there, too. Danger, and it is dangerous, right? Doing this guy. I mean, aren't we risking our lives, Doc? Doc Zucker here at the Night Train. How you doing, buddy?
Bob, if it wasn't a hot tub, if it was a night train, they'd call the fire marshal.
They'd call the
There's so many
fire.
People. Don't make that mistake.
Hey, listen, we're gonna take care of the club schedule. We're going to do a little business, come back with the club schedule, and then we're going to talk to Doc. And Mark Smythe is also here, the Pills, and so is Richie Cavanaugh, Rock Doctor. We'll come back with all that little business. I've got to get my old club schedule out here. You're missing a lot of good TV shows listening to this madness. I'll tell you, you're missing, right now, you're missing Telepuntades, featuring Fernando Lamas and the late Generalissimo Francisco Franco. That's right, Fez, he's still dead. And you knew that, though, didn't you? Doc, you want to do this, how about doing this club schedule for me here? Can you read it? Can you make that out? Look at the first name on the list.
That's my employee schedule. And what's tonight?
Tonight is Monday the 25th.
Alphabetically, of course.
No, we're going to look at how it normally is. Look
Thank
at,
you. Alphabetically. Are you on the air, Bob?
Yeah, we're on the air, buddy.
Okay, at the Night Train this evening, live music are the Pills and the Sandworms.
That's right. Good new wave music. Great new. We're going to be talking to Mike. Mark
Smith. Mellow out.
I'm not kidding you. Mark Smith and Brian Smith of the Pills are here tonight. We'll be talking to them.
I forgot. I should talk about Alan Browning. At the Embers, we have The Punch, Stumble In, David Dollar Review, and Tequila Mockingbird, Steve Reynolds. Is that the whole thing?
That's right. And tomorrow night, Rock Doctor at the Pawnbroker with Richie Cavanaugh.
And Richie Cavanaugh will be talking to you in a little while.
That's right. Richie's here, too.
And Mark Smythe is going to be
and
here, right?
You're here, and I want to talk to you for a second, buddy, if you don't mind. Let's just do those concerts real quick, too. Where are they? For the big show, it's going to town this Thursday, the 28th, Fleetwood Mac, Christopher Cross, McHale Center, on the 3rd of September. Don't forget Labor Day Jam 80 with Santana, Eddie Money, and Gamma with Ronnie Montrose. Tickets available now from KWFM and Evening Star. On the 8th, X, the Tumbleweeds, only 300 tickets available for this one. You can get them at the Record Room. B.B. King versus Blues at Dooley's at 10 p.m. on the 9th. Also on the 9th down here, Gus at the Night Train. That's right, Gus is going to be at the Night Train on the 9th, you got them. 16th is Van Halen in the Cats TCC Arena. The 19th is Gordon Lightfoot, also in the arena. The 30th, the Cars of Compton Terrace. And the 20th of October, Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers coming to McHale. Now, Doc Zucker, you've had a lot of different types of bands in your place in the last month or two, and it's been great. You have really been hitting all bases. Now, do you think you're going to keep this up, or maybe start to a book group that only do wailing songs? What do you think? Are you going to keep the mixture, or are you just going to go for the wailing songs? Because they're pretty big now, you know.
I'm
a big ship calling by. Hey!
I'm not going to be a talking advertisement for the Night Train, Bob. But I'd like to say we are doing some concerts and other events at the Night Train in
That's
the near
right.
future.
You've got, as a matter of fact, on the 9th, you've got Gus from Canada, from Toronto, the Torontopskis.
I thought it was a band. Gus. It's only one person. It was a backup band.
It's Gus. Well, actually, they call themselves Gus. The guy, the lead singer's name is Gus, too.
We had Joe Doucette, which was a great concert, and he was only
right.
one name. Remember Mama Let Him Play?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That was a great
concert.
You know, I tell you, you really have, you've really gone around the horn with a lot of the music you've got there. A really nice potpourri. The Pills tonight, what do you think of them? They're hot, aren't they? I mean, I'm not just getting excited over nothing, am I? I mean, you know.
I've known some of the musicians in the Pills for years and years, and they were with Isaiah and some of the bands before that, and Mark Smith, those people really do a fine job. And I have them book the other New Wave act. Faster? I have them book the other... there's Lee Dabrowski saying, hey, come on, go faster, Docky. I'll go faster, and there's Mark Smith of the Pills doing all kinds of great things. The Sandworms will be down there tonight, training tonight. Can I talk faster than that? I'm from New York. I can talk any speed you want.
Listen, we're going to do that muscular dystrophy thing with you. We're going to rock out for MD Sunday.
This Sunday night, Night Train, Stumble In, Chances, and the Embers in conjunction with KWFM. It's a dollar cover. All the cover charges that night at the four clubs will be going to MDA or Jerry's Kids, and it's only 92 cent bottle of beer all the time.
And we've got the clam bake coming up too, right? Another beach party
clam
inside.
Clam bake?
Yeah, the old clam bake, yeah.
You've been in the jacuzzi too long, my son.
No, I'm talking about shellfish. I'm talking about crabs. We're going to have a crab bake down there.
On the 21st of September, KDFM, the Night Train, doing another beach party, the end of summer beach party, and it's going to be pretty exciting. I do sound like a walking advertisement. Can we talk about something else?
All right. We'll get back to some music in it just a little bit, fast. But I just wanted to ask Doc.
I used to sing when I was a kid.
What do you want to do? Tiny Kangaroo Dance for it or something like that?
I just want Pat Benatar.
Hit me with your best shot. Listen. After many years, you've been in the biz a long time. How old are you? Would you mind telling me how old you are first?
Lee Dombrowski's older than me. I don't care what they say. And John Miller's older than both of us put together.
John Miller will
be here
too.
In fact, he's 2 hours late. Would make him really older than both of us.
John might not be here.
I'm 36. John's 33, and Lee's 32.
Looking over at the hot tub here, they are rocking. They are swaying rhythmically.
They've got rhythm.
John just walked in.
Are you, Doc, are you a cynical man after all these years?
No.
No.
I'm really happy with what's happening in Tucson. I think a lot of nice people are in Tucson.
Thanks for coming by, buddy. You're great.
Wait, I didn't get to say my piece. I have another hour. You promised me 2 hours on the air. I'm not leaving.
Listen.
Mom, I love you.
Doc Zucker, the Night Train. We're going to get back into the music right now. This is a band from Phoenix called Blue Shoes, the track Better. KWFM live at Oasis. KWFM out of here at Oasis. I'm pulling muscles from a shell and Blue Shoes before that. From Phoenix, the track Better. Their brand new LP, Put On Blue Shoes. We've got Richie Kavanaugh here in the tubs with us. We'll be back to talk with him after we take care of a couple of words from Chris Ryan here at KWFM. Yeah, I know I sound like I'm coming from a submarine, but what can I do, right? I mean, that happens. I'm a little fuzzy anyway, usually. Half of the people that set the record are still in the tubs. We've got about 35 people in there. The record 61. Guinness Book of World Records. I have to put that down. If you're missing a couple of good TV shows while you're listening to this, at 8 o'clock, the premiere of The Junkies, Buddy loses the fix money and nearly dies. You don't want to miss that. And on Channel 19, Backdoor to Adventure, Rex Reed narrates boys' adventure stories. That's a good one. But if you want to stick around, we've got something for you. Richie Kavanaugh, lead guitar player for Rock Doctor. How are you, buddy? Lean into this mic with me. Come on in here.
I can't hear a word you're saying, Bob. I really can't.
Oh, that's just great. Let me say, you guys are out at the Pawnbroker all this week and next week too, right?
Yeah, the next 2 weeks, and then we do a week of the showcase.
You seem very comfortable on stage with the Rock Doctor. Is that because of your brother playing bass and Craig, whom you worked with Bob Mayer?
It really, a lot of strong players in this band. There's really no weak links. It's the tightness in 2 months that would normally take a year. It's real easy.
It really sounds tight, and you guys, especially on that team from NRBQ, Green Life, I think it's called, you started doing a little pogoing.
Hey, that's one of the easy ones. Three chords, you know? That's a great feeling.
That really looked good. I think when you move on stage, it really adds so much to the music. I know that you were in Los Angeles with me, and you ever think of going back there trying to strike it rich again? You into fame?
Everybody that doesn't live in L.A. would like to do it from their hometown. We would like to do recording here. I don't know if we can get masters here, but we would like to do it here, you know, rather than move to L.A. But if it ever meant moving to L.A., of course we would.
Do you have something in the works as far as the new LPs?
Yeah,
I hate to put you on the spot. But,
no, we've got three more weeks of work, and then we hope to do a week of recording. We've got about six originals in the works, and we're on top of Greg's. It's got to be New York right now.
Oh, yeah, that is a good thing. Greg White's It's Got to Be New York.
Right.
You know, actually, I was thinking you could almost change the lyrics to that. It's Got to Be Tucson, you know.
It's Got to Be Tucson, I think. But Chuck Surface also helped write that song, and he may have something to say about that. Right?
Well, actually, it has so much New York imagery that, you know, really, you'd have to change the whole thing. Instead of a Broadway, you know, you're talking about, well, Broadway here, right, or Speedway, hanging around down at the Reed Park or the band shell. But what about, you took the tour with Bob,
right,
of course, to Europe. You enjoyed France and Switzerland, I suppose.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Germany also this spring.
Have you, do you think that you've slowed down a little mentally since you've been back? Have you mellowed out just a touch since that whirlwind tour?
Yeah, because tours are always whirlwind. It's just play, sleep, travel, play, travel, sleep. Any order, but yeah, it's much nicer to be home.
There was a lot of pressure on the band over there. Do you think that perhaps caused a little breakup? Again, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no,
there
no.
Is some pressure
on the contrary,
there.
It really didn't. It really didn't do that at all. It was... I don't really know what kind of pressure there was. It was only the normal pressure that there is on a tour with any band, I'm sure. But, we had a hell of a time. We had a hell of a time together.
That's nice to hear. Oh, and the crowd is going wild now. The food has come, you know, the hors d'oeuvres. They've been waiting for a long time to get those stuffed celery sticks.
I know. But hey, about your raise, Bob. Listen, Bob could give a raise. What's that address again?
Listen, really, if you feel that I deserve one, it's KWFM Post Office Box 13, Tucson, and the zip 85702.
It's an unlucky post office box, Bob.
I know, but you know, here I am in my bare feet, soaking wet, and we have a live mic here. I don't
it's
know.
Unlucky too.
You know, I smell something burning. Is it you or is it me?
You may not live for the higher tax bracket.
Thank you, Richie, for coming by, and we're going to catch you out at the Pembroke the next 2 weeks, right? And then you're going to be moving on from there.
And then a week at the showcase. Sunday's at the Stumble Inn for a while in September.
Oh, good. We'll be talking to John Miller in just
all right,
a little
thanks,
bit.
Bob.
Thank you, Richie. Back to the tunes here. We're going to play a tune that Richie Cavanaugh did so well in the old days with the Me and Band, with that big Gibson jazz guitar. This is Robin Ford, Magic Sam, KWFM. Allman Brothers Band, KWFM, from the latest Reach for the Sky, and Angeline, also Elton John in the middle, Madman on the Water. We got a bunch of madmen and madwomen on the water right now. There's still a lot of people in the tub. A lot of people have hit the sandwiches outside, though, right? I mean, what can you do? You got to get something in your stomach sometimes. And we began there with Magic Sam from Robin Ford, a song that Richie Cavanaugh does so well. Richie with the Rock Doctor. We're going to be talking to a couple of guys from the Pills, Brian Smith, lead vocals, Brian Smythe, lead guitarist, and we'll do that after these. We're back here at Oasis Hot Tubs, 2834 East Grant. Let me tell you, we set the record, fans. Sports fans all around Tucson. 61 is the new number for the Guinness Book of World Records, and, you know, I can't say enough about these people here. A lot of them have taken off their bathing suits, which is nice. I mean, it distracts you a little bit, but it's nice. You can't see that. You can't see that over the air. What's the matter? You're missing Monday night celebrity cheese wrestling. You know that. It's brought to you by Kraft. Superstars spray each other with cheese whiz and roll around on casting couches in front of producers with Bruce Jenner, Valerie Bertinelli, and your guest host David Letterman. But if you want to tune that in, fine. Otherwise, stick around with us. We're talking to a couple of guys from one of the hotter new bands. Yes, I set the fall over myself when I get near these guys. The Pills is the band I'm talking about. I've got Mark Smythe on my left, Brian Smith on my right. That's reversed for you guys. Mark, tell me, you just put out the five song tape. What about the other five for an album? You got the first side together.
We just got to press it. Once we were done, side one, side two will be DC-10, Pills, and Johnny Carson.
That's a nice, those EPs, that's, for those of you that aren't initiated, EP extended play, it's longer than a 45, shorter than a 33 and a third. We're going to play, Chris, if you're, you're up there at Mission Control, aren't you? Right, we're going to be,
gotcha.
Be playing two tunes, two songs from the Pills. We're going to do Leaving Town and Hollywood Dolls.
We're all set here.
They're both so good. Let me ask Brian Smith, the lead vocalist, something. Now, listen, buddy, you know how to move on the stage. You know, my nickname for you is AD. stands for Artful Dodger. Where do you get those moves on stage? Who did you steal those licks from? Come on.
Ah, they're all mine.
They're all. what about Jagger? Nothing from him at all, or Stewart?
Nothing.
To tell you the truth, I've never even seen Mick Jagger live, so how could I steal his moves?
Yeah, that's
all right. I'll buy that. You guys are really hot these days. You know, new wave is just happening all over the place, isn't it? I mean, really, and especially, I think, with John Lennon coming back into the scene. He's going to produce an album this fall. Don't you, and John being one of the big naysayers in the industry, don't you think that something's in the air if he's coming back, Brian?
Well, you know who's on that record, don't you, Bob?
No.
You are? You're going to be on the new John Lennon?
Well, Mark is, no. Actually, it's Rick Nelson from Cheap Trick.
Really? Rick Nelson?
And Bunny Carlos, too.
Are going to be on the new John Lennon album.
Yeah. But you know what that's going to sound like.
What about you, Mark? Lennon's back. You think there's something to it, right?
I love Lennon. Always have. Bigger than Elvis.
Bigger than Elvis?
Bigger than Elvis.
Listen.
All the way to the top.
Let me get my water-soaked notes together here for just a second. What I want to say is you guys do move on stage. Have you always been in bands? Mark, have you always been in a band that's bounced around on stage?
No way. You know, the Pills are the most high energy, most action on the stage. No doubt about it.
Hey, Bob?
You know,
how about this, buddy?
Pretty, you know, unbelievable.
Excuse me, we have Lee Dombrowski, general manager of KWFN, and John Miller under the stumbling, dropping double moons on us. We're talking about four cheeks here, and people are throwing water on this live mic, you know? It gets a little tough. Brian, you seem to work with Mark so well. Sometimes you can get underneath his legs, hug that left leg, still hold on to the mic, and sing the song. What is it? You guys really know how to do it together, right? I mean, you're polished.
Yeah, well, me and Mark are homosexuals.
Now, wait,
I'm not really.
Take that back at the beeper on that one. They really. You know, the Pills are something. But let's skip.
Hello, Pima County Jail.
It's been great talking to you guys, but a lot of people out there are wondering what the hell I'm talking about. What do the Pills have that a lot of other local Tucson bands don't have? So let's just do a couple of tunes. Music speaks, right?
Right.
Thank you, Mark, for coming by.
Thank you.
And Brian.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's spin a couple of those tunes. Leaving Town and also Hollywood Dolls, the Pills, KWFM.
Rock and roll, so leave it there. wanna be you. You don't know how to love, but you know how to give. Hollywood down, Hollywood down. Think you know what life is in your Rolls Royce. Knocking the chance, you got no choice. Post on your life with nothing but you. All the way from home in Beverly Hills. Hollywood down.
Huey Lewis and the News. KWFM, Oasis Hot Tubs. Who cares, the name of that tune? Oh, a lot of people care. A lot of people care about killing themselves in the hot tubs here tonight. I tell you, those flip-flops and the wet tiles do not mix. What is this? Look at Hal Pacino is here. Hal Pacino, Al's younger brother. Hal is about to jump off of his brother's shoulders. Vinny, you ready to do it? You going to take the big plunge? Go on, come on. Go on, go crazy. Al Pacino on the high dive here. Oasis Hot Tubs. It looks like he's going to try a gainer, a full gainer with a double twist. There it is. And go ahead, do it. What do the judges say? What do the judges? We've got a nine, an eight, a seven, and an eight. Very nice. Al Pacino's younger, talented brother. Boy, he really knows how to dive. We had Huey Lewis in the News there. Who cares? Before that, Grateful Dead, Sugar Magnolia, Wet Willie. We are wetter than ever. Street Corner Serenade, Allman Brothers, Angeline, and a couple of things from The Pills. Yes, indeed, The Pills. Rock and roll band is leaving town, and also Hollywood Dolls. The Pills are playing at the Night Train tonight with Sandworm. You might want to catch that thing. Speaking of bars, we'll be talking to John Miller of the Stumble Inn right after a couple of messages. So we're back here at Oasis Hot Tubs. This is Bob Cook with you, and John Miller is by my side. You know, we just heard something mentioned about the muscular dystrophy thing this coming weekend. We're going to be down at your place, too, right, for the MD. Yeah, that's right.
Bob, I want to say right now that this is a great party, and the fact that we can't hear anything and that we have been partying all night, these people are having a great time. A great place to party at the Oasis Hot Tub. And this Sunday night, we're going to continue our party.
Yeah.
With Chances, Embers, Night Train, and Stumble In.
And Karen's going to be down at your place, right?
Karen's going to be my place, which I like. Of course,
yeah.
Karen is married, but other than that, we're going to have a great time.
It's still
fun. Chuck Wagon and the Wheels from 9 to 1 o'clock, and all the door proceeds are going to go to Jerry's Kids. We think we're going to raise a lot of money, and it's kind of an exciting thing because we got four bars that normally sort of compete together and now they're working together. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a nice idea, it really is. Chuck Wagon still has a huge, huge Tucson following, don't they? Weren't they going to change their name to Speedwagon, or wasn't there a... There was another wagon in there. We did a homegrown hour with them, and it seems like they changed their name. I don't know.
I think that's a rumor that you can have the full responsibility for starting. No, I think a Chuck Wagon has sort of transcended. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, country music or country rock or... I don't think there's a name anymore. I think that once a disco sort of went its way, that everybody... We like, you know, people want to party. People want to have a good time.
Excuse me for a second. I remember what it is. Now they're calling themselves, at least incognito, when they play various gigs aside from the Stumble Inn, they're calling themselves Power Wagon.
Now,
that has something to do with what we're talking about, because country rock is not just country anymore or mellow. It does have a lot of power to it, doesn't it?
Of course, Chuck Wagon, I mean, sometimes in the middle of a set, they'll get into new wave, they'll get into rock and roll. Chuck Wagon is not predictable. I mean, depending on what mood they're in or what night it is, Chuck may start doing a lot of punk, new wave stuff on stage. He may do country rock, he may do country. The other night, they were doing some kind of song from Bourbon Cowboy, and Chuck made a statement, they'll do this song, we've never done it before. They did this song, it was great. I mean, the Johnny Lee song, Looking for Love. They never done it before, first time ever. The crowd didn't know it. You know, Chuck Wagon, they're crazy. I mean, a lot like you, Bob. You could be in the band. These people could be in Chuck Wagon, the Willows, right?
I know, these people could be. They sound like the St. Louis Aquarium Choir back here, you know.
Bob, people should appreciate how we're maintaining. We are maintaining right now to be able to talk. We can't hear ourselves.
And we're balancing right on the edge of the seat here. We're about to fall. Let me talk about appreciation. I thought that you might plug me a little bit. I'm looking for a raise. I'm looking for 100% raise.
We are starting at the Stumble Inn. Starting tomorrow night, the Bob Cook petition drive for a raise. We're going to have petitions there. Anyone who thinks that Bob Cook is underpaid, and we're not trying to get a small raise. We don't want 10%. We don't want 20%.
We don't want 50%.
We want 100% raise for Bob Cook. We're going to get those letters, those petitions, into KWFM saying, Bob raise, right? Bob Cook. Bob, you pay me and I'll be at the station, Cook.
That's it, really. You know, Bob, we're only in it for the money, Cook. And I'll tell you, you know, and just about being electrocuted here, I noticed that you don't have any shoes on, and your feet are awful wet, and you're near this live mic. Do you want to touch that for a second?
No, thanks. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
But, John, you have other things up your sleeve for the Stumble Inn. You've got some bands coming in the next couple of weeks. I know the students are back. You're happy about that,
well,
for one thing.
It's a lot of fun to see. The energy in Tucson in September is always up. September, October, November, December. My favorite months, not just because we're making money, because the energy's up, people are having a good time. And it's sort of like in Tucson, you can see a revival. I mean, people come back. People think there's people back, so people are back. But the thing is, what's exciting for us?
That's kind of spacey, but
Bob, at this point, after having about 7 kamikazes, which you poured and I poured, right, and drank, that's where we're at right now. Right?
You know what you're missing, John? John Miller is missing Kids Are Real People, too. It's on Channel 22. It started at 8:30, and you're missing it, buddy, with Marjo Gortner Jr. and Gary Coleman. That's, in tonight's segment, here's a big thing that you're missing. A schoolgirl from Indianapolis shows the rest of her classmates that she can add 2 and 2 by stomping her foot 4 times. And you come down here and sacrifice yourself not to watch, you know, and to not watch Kids Are Real People, too. I think that's a real service. I think that KWFM and the Stumbling go back a long ways, and I think we have a big future together, don't you?
Bob, people don't realize that old Doc Zucker said that I'm 33. I'm only 17 years old.
I'm only 16, and that's funny. And Doc, you were saying, has started to gain weight a little
bit.
Yes,
we want to say, you know, that Doc, sad to say, seeing Doc in the jacuzzi night, Doc has put on 25 pounds, Bob.
Well, you know, it happens when you approach 40, you know, when you go towards the big 4-hour, you know.
Bob, how can I say anything better? We should tell you, though, once again, I want to really get people out for Sunday. I mean, Doc put this together.
Yes,
Chances, Embers, Stumble In, and the Night Train. This Sunday night, rock out for Jerry's Kids. There's going to be a lot of money given to MD. It's a good cause. It's a chance for a radio station and some places that... So we are a public servant. That sounds like a lot of bullshit.
Well,
we are a public servant.
Beep.
Without the public, we won't be there. And we want to make you have a good time. And live entertainment, we feel, is where it's at. So come out, spend your dollar for a good cause, help out somebody that needs your help, and have a good time.
That's nice. That is, you know, and a lot of the cover charge is going, the proceeds are going towards towards Jerry's Kids, which is nice. You know, we all make jokes about it, but it's a good thing. And you know, whenever Labor Day comes around, it's nice to see people in town that care. Besides, you know, the people on the TV, it's good to see a lot of underground people getting into it, you know what I mean?
And Bob, of course, we have the petitions there. The Bob Cook Wants a Raise petition. We'll
Thank
be there
you. Thank
Sunday
you
night
much.
At the Stumble Inn.
John,
I predict 1,000 petitions by Monday morning on Lee's desk.
Always a pleasure.
I only want 5%, Bob. That's not bad.
You want 5%?
I said 1%. You said 5. I'll take 5.
I was going to say always a pleasure, but how about 2.5% and say it's always a pleasure to talk to you?
Bob, you told me I could get serious for a second. Do we have a second left?
Yeah, all right. Let's just talk about this. You've gotten a little cynical over the years talking about live music.
Having owned a nightclub between the night train and Stumbling for 9.5 years, sometimes you would wish that people in Tucson would appreciate. I see the bands. They practice 2 or 3 hours a day. They have a song list that goes way beyond what they play in a night. And sometimes it's frustrating when I don't feel that people in Tucson appreciate the amount of effort that goes into live entertainment. I think that we wish that the musicians, the bands, the Chuck Wagon, the Wheels have been together 3 years, the Bob Meehans, the Richie Cavanaugh from the Rock Ducker, the different bands, the Pills. These people do nothing but live, eat, and sleep music. And sometimes you wish that, you know, in L.A. you drive 3 hours, you pay $5 to see a live band. In Tucson, people want to drive across the street and walk in for free. So you wish that they would maybe get into the live scene.
Well, I can understand that. And I know
there's
that
great bands in this town right now.
I know that you're doing your best. Karen's getting soaked. Yeah, I know. They keep jousting us. Thank you, John, for coming by. We are going to talk. I know you mentioned Bob Meehan. We're going to be talking to Bob Meehan in about 10 minutes right here in the Oasis Hot Tubs, 2834 East Grand. It's a lot of fun. We're going to sail on the water now, right now, a little wooden ship across the KWFM from the Greatest Hits compilation. Of course, Santana headlining the Labor Day Jam 80 Wednesday, September 3rd. It's going to be Carlos and Company along with Eddie Money and Gamma featuring Ronnie Montrose. Tickets are available all over for that. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash from the very first release, Summer of 69. Wooden ships on the water. This is KWFM, Oasis Hot Tubs. We've got to thank the Sausage Deli for all the nice hors d'oeuvres and sandwiches out here, and the Keg Beer Warehouse, right? For those three kegs that we finally managed down out here. I mean, people are wet. Aside from being in the pool, we're soaked, aren't we, Doc? Doc Zucker is going to tell us who we're talking to next.
Our next interview here at Oasis Hot Tubs is one of the musicians that's been in Tucson for many, many years. Used to come from Phoenix, which used to be the Bob Meehan Band, and then Bob Meehan and Centurera. We thought we were a party here tonight, and now Bob Meehan's been with Centurera for a while, played a lot of clubs, worked real hard, working on a new group, and he's going to tell you what's going on in his head for rock and roll for Tucson, Arizona. And we'd all like to thank KWFM for putting you all here, and all together with the Oasis people. Thank you very much. Bob, are you here?
I feel like I'm with one of Jerry's kids, you know what I mean? Thank you. We're going to be talking to Bob Meehan after these. Back here at Oasis Hot Tubs, it's the Bob and Bob Berserko Lounge, and welcome Bob Meehan with me. How you doing, buddy? Have you had enough to drink tonight? Or
no, you know, the keg lost pressure, Bob. It's a serious thing. My God.
Oh, my God. Look at what John Miller's doing.
Away, boys.
And they got the raincoats out and everything. Oh, my God. Miller.
He has a freckle.
And David LaRusso's trying to light my notes up here. So I don't have anything to ask you. Let me just get this question in before he burns the whole thing up. Are you afraid to stop playing music? Is playing music something like a whistling when you walk past a graveyard?
I don't know. I've never heard that analogy before. I'm definitely afraid to stop playing it, though.
You're addicted, basically, to music.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Hank.
Do you? Well, thanks, Jim. Now listen. Do you when you get home after the bars, right? Do you leave your work behind you, or do you take it with you?
I tend to think about it a little too much, probably, but I kind of, you know, plug in the Betamax, Bob. I kick back, sit down with my St. Bernard Yank and my wife, and I feel my wife's baby in her stomach, and I say to myself, God, you know, I wish I'd have gotten that E minor right tonight.
That's right. You know, your wife is expecting it.
She's with child.
That is great. That is amazing.
We're a little happy about it.
Do you want the kid to get into show business or what? Or would you steer him away from it?
Yeah, I think that I would like to see him get into that, gymnastics, and maybe be a fighter pilot, an astronaut, and a bank owner.
That's nice. You know, it's good that you don't expect too much.
I don't want to push the kid, Bob. I think that's unhealthy. My father, dad to me, you know.
Listen, I know you've been confronted with this many, many times. You know, you're getting tired of it. It's the same old broken record. But, you know, of course, I'm going to ask you anyway. What about a new album for you?
I would like to see a new album for me, Bob.
Westwood, perhaps?
perhaps Westwood. I think that those guys are doing very well, and if they would give me a prime rate, I think I'd come in there and possibly demand even a lower rate.
You know, they did a really good job on the five tunes from the Pills, and it really sounds nice.
They are doing a great job in this town. All kidding aside, it's neat to have a place like that's providing both a label and a facility and giving it to people at reasonable rates. It's that, together with your humble station that plays some local music. I can't say enough about it in this amount of time.
Where's Bob Meehan and Central are going to be in the next couple of weeks?
We're at Chances for the next 4 weeks in a row, I believe.
Woo!
Yes.
That's amazing.
Kicking the big dogs behind.
Are you going to start tomorrow or Wednesday? Is it a Wednesday through
Wednesday
Saturday?
Wednesday night. They nipped us on Tuesday due to poor sportsmanship.
A 15-yard penalty for you. Right. You can't... Listen, I know we have to talk a little bit about the old Bob Meehan band. I know we're opening up some sores here, but I just want
to... No, not at all. It's
all right.
A field of roses. Okay?
I asked Richie about the tour.
What did he say?
He said the tour was great. I asked him that...
What did he mean by that?
I said to him, in retrospect, do you think that the tour made the band break up? Do you think it forced a breakup of the band? What do you think?
Nah, by the time... We were just tired, you know, but I think the main thing at that point was we weren't feeling real creative. We weren't putting out what I think was as good a music as we began in early stages. And, you know, those guys were some of the best I've ever played with. I'd play with any of them again anytime. You know, it was great. I think all of them feel that way.
Well, you're a great guy, and I know whatever you do. You know, when I wanted to talk just for a second about that Silver Saddle thing that you did. You did a solo, or basically solo. You had Dick Furlow, your old bass player, with you.
Yeah, Snail Trail.
But, yeah, you did that out at the Silver Saddle for a little while, and
yeah.
It was just acoustic guitar. Were you happy with that? I mean, it sounded
really
nice.
Yeah, I loved it. I liked it a lot, and I'd like to, you know, I expect to, I always did that. I did that before I started rock and roll, and I'll continue to do it in between bands, but my main love is playing with other musicians and playing basically rock and various things like that, you know.
Well, I really hope that you get an album together soon, because you still have a huge following in Tucson, and I know that a lot of people have gone underground, you know, with the money times the way they are these days, economic, you know, nastiness.
Yes.
That you don't see some of these people, but they're in the cellars, they're in the carports. I know there's no garages here. They're in the carports, and they want to hear you. And I really want to see a new album from you. We're gonna pick up on an old classic. Chris Ryan's gonna spin "Only Living Sun" for us.
All right.
Right now, and we just want to say we're gonna leave with you, and we're gonna get out of here. And we want to thank everybody: Oasis Hot Tubs, Sausage Deli, and the Keg Beer Warehouse for a nice night. It's been a lot of fun. We'll talk tomorrow. The Biscuits next. At KWFM.
We're not here for a long time, we're just here for a good time, right?